Egypt, there was recorded in papyrus rolls the Book of Death. In it, a man was pictured in death, having his heart weighed in the balance. Opposite his heart in the balance was a feather. The feather symbolizing righteousness. So the heart has symbolized for ancient man and for modern man something of that which is basic to life itself, that which characterizes the whole personality, that which enables man to think and to feel and to be concerned about. We discover in reading in Kings something of the relevance of heart to man in the experiences of King Solomon. He had not long been king, and for a young man in his late teens or early 20s, he felt the almost unbearable weight of his kingly responsibilities. He was going to a high place at Gibeon to sacrifice, and he was the only one to offer sacrifices there. And in a dream by night, we understand that God spoke to him and issued even something of a command, "Ask what I shall give you." Solomon, apparently still sensitive to the weight of his responsibilities, did not hasten to answer, but prefixed his request with some historical fact. He concluded by saying, "I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in." Solomon admitted in this moment that which he had been feeling and growing more to feel in recent days. That is, he was inadequate within himself, and his measurement was not adequate to the responsibility. He could not meet the requirements of the job. And this was his confession. So out of this recognized need, Solomon spoke his very simple and pointed request to Jehovah God, "Give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people." But he was saying something more than I think I would understand from this, or perhaps you. He was suggesting that he needed most of all a listening heart, a heart that listens, a heart concerned with justice and recognizing inability to mete out justice to the people of God. And so a listening heart is required, a heart that will tune itself to the guidance of God and not be distracted by the sounds and noises of men. Following his asking for the understanding and the listening heart tuned to the guidance of God, he went on to voice something of another concern of his. Perhaps it was even a rhetorical question, not needing any answer. Who can judge thy people? Who is it that can be so presumptuous as to set himself up as one representing justice and righteousness? The answer did not need to come, because in his request he had already given voice to his answer to this question. And so for Solomon there was the recognized need for a new heart in order for there to be a new man. There was a need to reconstruct that which was already a part of him and to line out before him the responsibility that he would not meet alone, but only as God would guide and direct and live as a part of him in meeting these obligations of kingship. The new heart was to provide a new center for his life and a new basis for the king of Israel. The heart was a center for his personality and his conscience. And now his motivation was assured as coming from God himself. Who can judge thy people? Surely only God can discern good from evil. Surely only the one who has created man is able to give the kind of guidance and purpose to life that leads away from despair and on to an infinite joy in the life that is ours. In the Bible, the heart is a repository and directive center of the thought, will, feeling, and conscience of man. So let us ask with the psalmist, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and steadfast spirit within me. Let us pray. Our Father, thou hast led us in the past. Claim us for thine own and give to us listening hearts, attuned to thee, insulated from the distractions of the world, that we might both be sensitive to the needs of the world, but listening only to thee. For we pray in the name of Christ. Amen.